Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York, and I'm broadcasting from my bright red desk. A slightly delayed broadcast tonight because I was playing in Connecticut with my Virgo pals. We have an annual Virgo birthday celebration, and one of our members moved into a new home, so we were checking out her new house, and then we had a lovely adventure, true Mercury retrograde kind of story, because we're in Mercury's shadow. So start backing up your computers, people. We went to this one place, and it was closed. Then we went to another place, and it was closed. And then we went, you know, maybe we should look it up on the internet and see if it's open. You know, those little handheld devices that let us do that. So then we went to a place called Wild Rice in Fairfield and had a lovely meal. It was just delicious, and it's like a group of people, you know, like sometimes you go out with Chinese food or Japanese food and people don't share, they just want their plate. This is a sharing crowd. So we had excellent food, and a good time was had by all. So it was, I was still in Connecticut when the show was supposed to broadcast, so having foresight, I knew, party weekend. I would do it tonight. So I do apologize for keeping you up late, but, you know, if you listen in the morning, it's good too. And so our show this week is for the week of September 22nd, 2014, in Common Error. So anyway, we are big week this week, you know. some weeks are bigger than others. This is one of those big weeks. It is a three-page week. Those of you who follow my column on the internet know that when I write, ooh, a three-page week, that means there's lots of aspects in the heavens above us, because usually it's about a one-and-a-half-page week of aspects. This is a three-page. So we've gotten onto the third page, which means there's a lot of stuff going on up above, not the least of which is Pluto stationing tomorrow. So Pluto stations to turn direct at 8:34 tomorrow night. Now, Pluto, of course, rules the underworld, and if you've noticed, there's a lot of volcanoes erupting around the Earth right now. There's a beautiful one in Iceland. There's one over in the Philippines or Singapore, someplace over there. And there's a few of them, in, because when Pluto stops, we notice his energy on Earth as manifesting as the underworld emerging. I got a nice note from one of my readers, Stephen, who said, you know, I read this thing about Pluto stationing Anne, and its constipation is over, flush and let go. And I said, you know, I know who that sounds like would say that. So I have no idea who said it, because Stephen sent it to me as an unattributed quote. But my money's on Michael Luton. But it could have been any other astrologer. At any rate, some astrologer said it, and it's very true. When Pluto stations and turns direct, the constipation is over. And so for the last 5 days, you've been feeling really constipated. You should have a good whoosh of energy this week as the energy of Pluto moves forward and says, okay, forward we go. Now, what he's going to do as he moves forward is he's going to meet Uranus two more times. Remember, we're still working with that big Uranus-Pluto square in the sky that's making us reevaluate all our power dynamics and power structures. But a lot of times when Pluto stops and he digs into the ground, as he's doing right now, we really have a deep revelation about something. We really understand it. We see it on a different level. We have a profound psychological breakthrough. The magma leaps out of the earth. You know, this volcano in Iceland, it's melting the snow, so it's making sounds and smells and sulfur. And, you know, if you've ever been to a volcano, I was near one. I didn't, you know, they're very scary, actually. I have to say, I really kind of was like, you know, and they had that whole thing about sacrificing people to the volcanoes. It probably happened in one of my past lives, because I saw this volcano, and I was like, oh, my God. It was when I was in Hawaii. I was in sales when I was younger, and had won a trip, you know, as a top salesperson, which was, you know, really nice. So I extended and went from the trip afterwards and kind of spent some time on the different islands. And at that point, there was this volcano very active. It was in the 80s. It was a long time ago. I was much younger. And I was like, okay, let's go see the volcano. And then I was like, ooh, volcanoes are scary. So I kind of, in my mind, have this really vivid vision. And so go look at the internet. Go look at the volcanoes erupting around the world, because this is a very volcanic time. And Pluto, of course, is activating with Uranus, so he's really waking up our stuff. Now, of course, that's just one of the three pages of aspects. The other thing we have on Monday is the Sun goes into Libra, which starts a new season. This is the season, you know, when it's at the equinox, crosses the equator, going south. Days are now going to be a minute shorter than the nights. You know, the nights are now going to get longer every day, and the days are going to get shorter, and the equal day, equal balance. This is when you can balance an egg, and it stands on its head, and it doesn't roll over. It's very cool. So if you're up tomorrow night at 10:29 Eastern time or whatever time you land, try standing some eggs up for the 20 minutes around it, because the Earth is perfectly balanced. But we season into the fall, or in the southern hemisphere, we season into spring. But we're changing the season, and we're moving into a new energy. Of course, right before that happens, we have a last shout-out from the Sun in Virgo. And the Sun in Virgo is a very particular little sun. Right now, he's being ruled by Mercury in his shadow. So there's a lot of communication stuff. There's a lot of, you know, issues. Marianne got, you know, she ordered scallops and mango, and she got calamari. We all were like, we all heard you order scallops. I mean, everybody agreed. I almost missed the train. I mean, I actually got off the elevator. The train door was opening, and I ran to the door, and it shut. And I went, oh, my God, I just missed the train. And I kind of pounded the door, you know, whacked it and said, please open. And then some train guy, I bless him, whoever he was, let me in. Taxi driver, very difficult, wasn't listening to me. I'm like, you're going to make me miss my train. I got out of the cab, first time I have ever done this. I said to the lady going, you do not want to ride with him. He is really difficult. And I went flying in to try and catch my train, which I did catch by the skin of my teeth. So it's very Mercury retrograde. Sun in Virgo, people are really sensitive to criticism. They're just not in the mood to hear it. So when I say to him, go up First Avenue, he's like, well, we're going to take the drive. I'm like, no, we're going to take First Avenue. Like, I know my traffic, especially in the morning going to Fairfield. I've done this a few times, Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings. So it's Mercury retrograde, and everybody's sensitive. So tomorrow is a super, super, super sensitive day, because the Sun's at the very, very last, Monday this is, Sun's at the very last degree of Virgo and about to go into Libra, and Pluto is stationing. Big day. Pain in the ass. Pain in the ass day. Everybody's going to be highly emotional and very crazy. Of course, we still have that finger of God up there. Saturn is at 19. Venus is at 20. They're both in conjunct the South Node. At 19, it's a big release day. As Steve sent me with the unattributed quote, giant bowel movement. Great release, release and flush. Okay? That's your image for tomorrow. Tuesday, now we're in Libra. Everybody's happy. Venus, of course, is still in Virgo. But, you know, she's ruling Libra. Libra tries to do a little more graciousness. And, of course, Venus and Mercury are in mutual reception. They can change places. You can be really, really, really critical, or you can be really charming and delightful. Either way, people are going to be sensitive. Just remember, that finger of God is still active. Now, interestingly, this weekend I went to a concert Friday night. I bought the tickets a while ago thinking it was, you know, a good night to go. It ended up being one of those, you know, those nights where you get like seven invitations for things. It was one of those seven invitation nights. But I went, and I heard Janis Ian. Now, you know, it was all women of a certain age, because she's a few years older than me, and she came out with Society's Child, which was about dating a black person back in the 60s, which was a really big deal, and it was very dramatic, and she got booed, and the song was banned, and it was all. But then the big song she was known for was 17. So I'm in the bathroom, and I ran into one of my client student astrology lover people, Jennifer, and she's like, what are you doing here? I said, I'm here for a Janis Ian concert. I said, what are you doing here? She said, I'm here for the museum. I'm like, okay, cool. She said, who are you hearing? I said, you know, Janis Ian. She goes, total blank, doesn't know who she is. I'm like, well, you know, and then I start trying to sing it, you know. Not a good idea to sing it in the bathroom. But we both have a lot of Scorpio in our chart, so of course we met in the bathroom. And I get into the concert, and I thought, you know, I should mail her this song, because Saturn, of course, is at the degree of 17, and Pallas Athena is at the degree of 17. And we're working with that age of, you know, 16 to 23, which was really pivotal in many of our lives, that high school age. So she's a very funny, so singer-songwriter, so she wrote beautiful songs. other ones too, besides those two that she was made famous for. But you know, the 17 song, you know, at 17 I learned the truth that life was made for beauty queens and women grow with soft skin. You Google the lyrics. But at any rate, we're all back at age 17. So it was all these women and men too. I'm not going to diss the men, but a lot of us, because this was the song, you know, you weren't picked when choosing sides for basketball and, you know, hoping someone would love you or like you, you know, and that whole angsty high school thing, right? And interestingly, she told a story that I guess Tina Fey had named one of the characters in Mean Girls, her movie, Janice Ian. So at one point, she had like all these 14-year-old girls in the front row, and she's like, where did these 14-year-olds come from? Because they thought Janice Ian was a different Janice Ian. At any rate, it was an excellent song, and it was about remembering what you were like when you were younger. Big energy this week about remembering your old life, remembering who you were, remembering what was important to you, remembering what your insecurities were, right? Because Saturn in Scorpio is a lot about insecurities, our psychological issues that remain unresolved, as a friend of mine likes to say. So Saturn in Scorpio really gives us a very strong desire to go back and look at those and to remember that time and to remember that energy. And we're releasing it now, people. This is the good part about this. We're letting it go. We don't have to carry it forward with us into the next iteration. If you think back to when you were 17 or when you didn't really feel like you fit and you're now looking and kind of going, well, you know, this is where I am in my life. This is what I've created. This is what I've done. This is how I've grown. This is who I am. And now, what do I want to do with this? What's this next step? And I'm not that 17-year-old, even though she's still in there, right? Or he's still in there, if you were a geeky 17-year-old boy. And I do have male listeners. So it's back to that energy. It's back to, what was it? What do you have to let go? What old image of you are you still carrying around and not maximizing your life? That's the question of the week. Because the sun's going into Libra, and it's going to say to you, so how do you want a partner? And we are coming into some wicked eclipse season, okay? Eclipse season starts this week on Wednesday. We have a new moon at 1 Libra. And the Sabian image for it is interesting. You know, sometimes I'm always like, what the hell were they? What were they thinking? But the Sabian image is the light of the sixth race is transmuted to the seventh. So this may be, according to Linda Hill's interpretation of the Sabian image, this may be a time of new beginnings, the implementation of a whole new order. A feeling of ascension is present here with people approaching an entirely new level of living and operating. There's a need to be with or communicate with people who have shared visions and hopes for the future. The fruits of past experience can bring either light or dark. So we're going to leap ahead in consciousness this week. Okay, we got this new moon that says, baby, you got to evolve up, you know, going from 6 to 7. I mean, that's up in an elevator, you know. I guess if it's Dante's rings of hell, it's going further into the rings of hell, because Pluto is stationing this week and there is a volcano. There are volcanoes bopping all over the earth. But understand that part of what we're working with here is this idea of evolution and the idea that everything that you've done in your life has gotten you to where you are now and created the you. And everything that happened in your childhood and everything that happened at various and sundry ages. So I've been having conversations a lot with clients about, well, what was going on there? And they know the story and they know the impact and they know where they're holding on it. And they're not maybe letting it go. Or they want to hang on to it, because sometimes we want to hang on to it. Sometimes that's a very important story that's key to our identity. But if it's not helping you, this is the week to let it go. This is the week to say, you know what, I'm just going to open my hands and let it drift away and let it go. So I was talking to a friend of mine who recently broke up with a partner as part of this transition. And her comment was, you know, all her friends were coming back. And I said, well, you know, your partner was really difficult to get along with. And it was very hard. It was very painful to be around you because she was always a friend of mine who's gay. She was always, and they got married. I mean, they've been married, you know, for a while. She was always criticizing you. And so it was hard to be with, you know, loving your friend. It's hard to watch that happen to her by partner. But now that she's not with her anymore, everybody's coming back and going, hi, great to play, let's hang out. So she's like, I didn't realize, you know, and I said, well, you know, you picked her. We, you know, we love you. We want to support you. And now that you're making, you know, a different choice, we're all like, oh, thank God. But we're also ready for a new relationship with you because you've changed. She's, you know, we've all changed, but we've all stepped in touch, but not maybe as intense. So that's the other thing, because it is Mercury retrograde. And I have had this. I had, you know, my woman who cleans my teeth, Denise, who's a friend of mine and a client, and she said, you know, her best friend from when she was a little kid came back, when she was a kid, whose dad got her into being a dental hygienist. And so your past can return to you because we're entering Mercury retrograde. And Mercury, interestingly, is stationing on the friggin' degree of the eclipse. All right? So, you know, the heavens are just going to be putting it in your face this week, next week, the next 4 weeks, because the eclipses are coming. So your job is to go, okay, what do I need to see? You know, and I was talking to somebody, one of my favorite clients came over yesterday, Stacy, and we were having a conversation. She was really crabby. She was not happy, you know, because like what I was saying, she just did not want to hear. You know, and she's very funny. You know, she's very funny. She's a little sagey personality, so she's funny as all get out when she's happy. And I'd never seen her cranky before, you know, and she was like, well, I don't really, you know, well, I'm not going to say what she said. But what we got into was, yeah, you know, this person who is driving you friggin' crazy is a growth opportunity for you. As I said in my column last week, the Dalai Lama, the wise Dalai Lama, a guy who's been back many times, runs the whole religion, says, you know, the mean people, the difficult people are the ones that often give us the most consciousness. And this now, because Mercury is retrograde, you want to watch for all of your little messages, all the people that show up and visit you the next couple of weeks. They're your messages. They're your messages from the universe. And they're saying to you, hey, remember me? And you're like, yeah, I remember you, you know. I don't know that I want to remember you, but I remember you. But I'm also understanding that you were a part of my past and you taught me something. So let me look at what that was and kind of try and frame it this week, because we are trying to migrate. We are trying to transform. We're trying to go towards a more evolved state. We're trying to go there, right? And you want to look for people that share the same aspirations of you. You know, somebody said something and I said, well, just look around for the sparkly-eyed people. Like, look around for the people who eyes sparkle when you talk. Those are the people that want to be your friends. Because they get you, you get them, and they're sparkly-eyed. That's who I look for, is the people that go, hi, nice to meet you. Because those are the people I want to play with. Those are the people I want to create with. Those are the people I want to work with. And so our job is with this is to understand that it's not, as Charles Darwin says, it's not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one who is most responsive to change. So our job is to change. And really, with Saturn in Scorpio, with this finger of God, with all the stuff that we've been working with, I mean, the world, you can look out your window and you can just see it changing, good, bad, or indifferent. And our job is to say, okay, watch for the people who share the same aspirations as you, the people who are on the same road, and see the same signs. Join with them, okay? Work on something that's worthwhile. Work on something that you love to do. Why are you wasting your life not doing stuff you don't want to do? Now, obviously, you have to pay your bills, and you have to go to, you know, if your job is not your avocation. I feel very lucky because I feel like I would do my job 24/7. You know, if I was found I was going to die, you know, in a month, I would still be reading clients because I love what I do. You know, and a lot of people hate what they do. So if you hate what you do, find a passion, find a creative thing that allows you to love your life and to really create and to change what has become customary into what has been divinely ordained. What is your dream? Go back to the John Lennon song. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be of one. Our job is to understand we are all working on this little blue and green world, spinning in the sky, going around the sun. And we're now going into fall, one of the most beautiful times of the year, beautiful leaves, beautiful growth, and we're having this expansive energy. So new moon, sun in a new season, and Pluto station. What else could there be? Well, there's some more stuff this week. We also have Uranus and Jupiter in trine. Now, this is a fire trine. That takes place on Thursday. Now, remember, Pluto stations run for 5 days, so you've been feeling the Pluto station all last week. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? And you're going to feel it till Friday. But the Jupiter-Uranus trine that takes place on Thursday happens once every 20 years. Kind of rare. So we want to honor it and say, okay, let's work with this energy. And I'm sorry, not every 20 years. Once every 12 years. And then we also have Mercury entering Scorpio, getting to his station degree this week. So Mercury is in Libra through Saturday, and then he goes into Scorpio, and he gets a little more intense. And he kind of pushes, and he pushes, and he pushes. So that's a big one, too. But the Jupiter-Uranus trine, remember, there's a fire trine up there. I mean, we've forgotten this because we're working so hard on the Saturn and Scorpio stuff. It's like, what? What, a fire trine, too, man? So Jupiter in Leo, remember, the sign of creativity, the house that you're supposed to express yourself in. You know, when your chart says the Leo house, that is where you're supposed to shine. You know, you look at that for solar returns. You look at that for your chart to see where are you supposed to express your being. Whatever house it is, your third house, you write. Your seventh house, like I am, you work with customers. I work with customers when I was in sales, when I worked in the deli, when I was in high school, when I babysat and was a Girl Scout counselor. You know, seventh house, I work with people. Work with people as an astrologer. Look at what house rules your Leo. And Uranus is going to trine it, Uranus and fire. Now, Uranus has been playing with Pluto for the last, 3-4 years. Got two more plays, December and March. But as he kicks with Pluto, Pluto's going forward, but Uranus is trining Jupiter, saying, the reason we've been pushing on you so hard with all this energy is for you to go do what you're supposed to do, for you to take your creative energy out into the world and get it out there to create what you're supposed to create. So this week is, you know, with the Pluto station, the new moon, this new season, and then this whoosh of fire, watch for a highly creative, really interesting energy to come flying in on Thursday. Okay. Now, in my case, I'm going to an astrology conference, which I know is going to be absolutely fabulous in Phoenix, for those of you in the Phoenix area. Somewhere out there in the Midwest. If you haven't signed up, you should. It's got like fabulous astrologers talking. If you see me there, come over and say hi to me. I love meeting people that listen to the weather or read the report. And I remember being at UAC and lovely Nick. I was sitting by the pool and he looked at me and he goes, "You have a bright red desk and a cat named Handsome." I said, "I do," because he recognized my voice from the radio show. And he goes, "You're Ann Ortley." I said, "I am." So if you hear my voice and you recognize it, come over and say, "Are you Ann Ortley?" And it'd be nice to meet you. But definitely, if you're in the area, try and get there because it's a beautiful, wonderful place. They're having it. And also, the lectures are phenomenal. I mean, the speaker lineup is just amazing. So it's a lot about expanding your ideas. So I'm joining my tribe this week. You should find your tribe. Remember, Uranus rules groups. Jupiter rules expansion. So expanding your tribe. And so watch for that energy to come in. The moon on Monday is in Virgo with a closing aspect of a conjunction to Venus. We love that. Now, of course, moon conjunct Venus means we get what we want. Moon is void on Tuesday morning, and it enters at 11 o'clock at night. It's void all day Tuesday. At midnight, it goes into Libra. There's a new moon in Libra, 2 in the morning, Wednesday morning Eastern time. The closing aspect for Libra is a conjunction to Mercury. Lots of information. So moon's in Libra Wednesday, moon's in Libra Thursday. Moon is void for a couple hours on Friday morning between 8:30 and 10:29. Then it goes into Scorpio. It's in Scorpio Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, and Sunday through 10:31, when it ends with a sextile to Venus, Moon in Scorpio, sextile Venus in Virgo. So it's a lovely energy, a little bit of a void moon there from 4:30 until 6:50. So the void day is Tuesday, okay? So that's the one we want to just kind of be careful, you know, the stuff you do, just you're working on it, but it's not necessarily moving along quickly. And we did talk about the aspects, the lovely Pluto station, and the lovely new season beginning, and the lovely new moon that says migrate and go to the new level. So the sun goes from 29 Virgo this week to early Libra, 5 Libra. And it has the, you know, the entrance. It also has a little argument on the 28th on Sunday with Saturn and Neptune. Don't take it personally. Just kind of know it's a little crabby, maybe a little sad, a little semi-sextile, a little semi-square to Pluto, a little inconjunct to Neptune. Oh, inconjunct. What does that mean? That means the finger of God yet again. Sun is going in, forming an inconjunct to Neptune, and it is going to zoom along, you know, so watch, be careful with, not watch, be careful, but there's a little inconjunct happening there in the heavens. So when that happens, we go, ooh, yeah, that means there's probably going to be another one somewhere else. So watch for the finger of God that forms. It's quickie, but it counts. Mercury runs from 26 to early Scorpio. Enters Scorpio on Saturday at 7 at night, 6:30 at night, and it does have a inconjuncted Meadow, so you get news about something that didn't go so well on the 26th, which is on Friday. Venus, 21 Virgo, 29 Virgo. She's still in Virgo the whole week. Very sensitive. She's a sensitive girl. And our job is, Venus in Virgo is a little thin-skinned and a little sensitive to criticism. So take a deep breath. They're not trying to criticize you. They're just trying to do their own thing. Venus sextiles Juno, creating a partnership energy on the 25th on Thursday. And she also has a trine to Admetos on the 28th, saying, okay, this is how it's going to go. This is where we're going to go. Little spat of jealousy, perhaps, on the 26th. When she opposes Eris, maybe not. You know, Venus and Virgo is just, you know, kind of a little more sensitive to the critical remarks. Mars not doing a whole lot this week, thank heavens, because, you know, we've got a lot going on. He basically is 7, 8, 9 of Sag. Jupiter, of course, is in conjunct to Chiron as part of the finger of God that it's been finishing up. So it finishes up that finger of God on the 23rd, and then it goes into that fabulous trine with Uranus around 2:18 p.m. on the 25th on Thursday, which is a lot about the expansive energy and the high creative abundance. And again, it's a once every 12-year aspect, so enjoy. We do like it. And, of course, Pluto stationing direct at 10:59 Capricorn, is his last time at this degree. So he's moving us forward and helping us evolve. This is, the moment has arrived. We've been talking about it. We've been moaning about it. We've been working on it, and now it happens. So this is the week. Again, because it is a Pluto station, and we're entering the eclipses, and planets are at the last degree, and Uranus is at the south node, and there's the finger of God, big exit week. Okay, so that's part when it happens when Pluto stations. It's stuff that people that are hanging on kind of tight leave. Changes to relationships and patterns on the 24th as Pallas Athena joins the North Node at 19 Libra and moves through that finger of God. She kind of set it off last week, so you saw something you hadn't seen before, and she's kicking it up. And then the rest of the week is kind of quiet. So a lot going on. And next week I'll be broadcasting from the hotel in Phoenix. So I'm not 100% sure what time, but hopefully I'll do the 6:30 because the conference ends, I think, in the afternoon. So I think I'll be able to do it the regular time Eastern, but I am doing time zone things, you know, and if I don't have my if I don't have my computer to help me, I tend to screw it up. So anyway, have a great week. Enjoy, evolve, and go for it. You're really going to have a wonderful week if you really trust the process. Take messages from the universe. Mercury is delivering them. He's in his retrograde shadow. We're entering eclipse season. It starts officially on Wednesday. but really truly probably Monday with the Pluto station and the enter into the ingress. So take care. Talk to you all next week. This is Ann Ortley signing off from my bright red desk, broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.